Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sabrina Fritz, and you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic, leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. And hi, everyone. Again, it's Sabrina, and I have to tell you, I'm flying solo. My co-host and dear friend, Christine Upchurch, is not feeling well today. She's undergone some major dental work and had a pretty rough weekend, and we're sending her lots of good love and healing and hoping that she's back at it next week with no problems and ready to smile that million-dollar smile of hers. But I tell you what, I'm a little freaked out because this is the time that her and I would talk. And I can tell you, I'm missing her. But I know that today I'm not alone because we have a wonderful guest on the show. And her name is Mal Duane. She is the author of Alpha Chick. And I just love that, Alpha Chick. I think of myself as an alpha chick. And so, Mal, why don't you come on in and tell us a little bit more about you?
Sabrina, thank you so much, and I'm honored to be here with you today on your show.
Oh, thank you for coming on and being here, and thankfully, I'm not on here by myself trying to figure out what to say for a whole hour.
Well, we're going to have a live chat today.
Great.
A little bit about me. Well, I have an interesting journey of personal transformation that I've written about, and what happened was life started off. I live in Massachusetts, and as a young child, living in a beautiful neighborhood, beautiful home, nice family, and things started to take a turn. I was 16 years old. I was 6 feet tall. I weighed 100 pounds. I was subject to a lot of bullying. I had no sense of self-worth or self-esteem. I wanted to be 5'2 and blonde because that's what was popular, and of course that wasn't going to happen at that point. And so I started using alcohol to comfort myself as a band-aid for the pain that I was feeling, because I had seen my dad use alcohol to comfort himself when he was battling some depression and midlife crisis.
I can relate to that as well.
And the alcohol seemed to work for the first few years, and it got me into when I was to my early 20s. Then I was brokenhearted, and then after that situation, of course, I just assumed it was because I was worthless and that this young man had found somebody better, and that seed was planted in my head, and I just went on a path of bad relationships, constantly looking for validation in love in all the wrong places.
Your story sounds so familiar, Mal. I mean, really, I think you could be telling any woman's story on the planet today, almost.
Yes. You know, I share an awful lot of painful stuff that other women have absolutely experienced, and it's very common today.
And how wonderful that you're out there, you know, to openly share yourself. I mean, I honor you for doing that. So many women can't find their voice, and so you're the voice of many, sounds like to me.
Well, to find your power, you've got to be authentic.
Yes, I agree.
That's why I just love your show, because it's all about authenticity with me. And so then I went from these failed relationships to marrying another alcoholic and a failed marriage and abuse. And after that failed marriage, it took a couple of more really disastrous relationships. And this went on for 25 years, the alcohol and the bad relationships. You know, I didn't get it right very, it took a long time. And when I was at that threshold of death, I was 41 years old, and I'm looking at death as my only option. I could not see any other way out of this mess. That is when I had a spiritual awakening, a true epiphany. I heard a voice I never heard before that said, you're going to survive.
You've got. And how did you feel when you heard that voice?
I was like, I thought I was probably having a breakdown. And but I was so stripped away. I was so vulnerable. I was so raw. There was nothing left. And that's when God shows up in our lives, or whatever you believe in, a higher power, Buddha, Allah, whatever your beliefs are. So for me, I felt it was God talking to me saying, look, you're going to survive. You've got a lot of work to do. You have lessons to learn. And once you master those lessons, you will need to go and teach others. And that's what I'm doing now.
How long have you been on this journey of teaching others?
I started December of 1988 is when I heard that voice, and I've been on this mission once I discovered my power and transformed my life and knew I had discovered a process that could be replicated by other women. I have been on this journey to share it. And finally, the book came out this year, which has the process, in it. And I share my own journey and this five-step process of moving from pain to power.
Well, and I just love that. And five steps, that's pretty easy, it sounds like to me.
And it's even more interesting, Sabrina, because the five steps spell faith.
Faith.
Yes, F-A-I-T-H. And I asked, when I was writing this book and writing about these steps, I originally thought I had seven steps. But I was told by my spiritual guiding voice, my spiritual guidance, that, oh no, dear child, there are only five steps, and they spell faith. And I asked, why faith? And faith is a universal word that no matter where you live, what religion, you embrace the word faith. It brings comfort.
It is very comforting. And, you know, I think many of us can relate to that need to have faith in our lives. And at some of the darkest times, faith has been the only indicator that has gotten us through those situations.
Yes. And faith is the direct opposite of fear.
Yay, I hate the opposite. I mean, I love the opposite of fear. I hate fear.
Yes. And as women, we normally grab on to our fear. And that's where we get rooted in how we respond to things and how we manage what's happening to us. Because we're using old tapes. We're using past experiences.
And that programming continues to replicate, right?
Absolutely. And it influences how we respond to current reality. So if we can recognize that, let go of the old baggage that we carry around, those experiences, that shame, whatever it may be, is not how you are defined as a woman today. It has no bearing on who you are today. And that's a big lesson for women.
That is a big lesson for women, but I think it's also a big lesson for many men as well. Don't you agree?
Yes. My work is dedicated to women, and the book is, but I have to tell you, for your male listeners, that this process absolutely works for men. It's the same identification of looking at your past mistakes and releasing them. It all works the same, but of course I focus on helping women. But it will work for men absolutely the same way.
Yeah, I see it as completely interchangeable, as you know, none of us are immune to life per se. No. We've all received some sort of programming where our emotions, our feelings have been subjected to criticism, and we haven't been feeling our own power because we don't want that fear. Like you say, that fear. We don't have the courage to move beyond that fear.
And we allow other people to influence how we feel about ourselves. How somebody else feels about us is none of our business. It has nothing to do with who we are. But we take all of that, and that's how we create a picture of our self-worth and what we're all about. So I want women to let go of all this stuff that they've pulled from the past, from criticism, looking for validation from others. We have to wipe the slate clean. And that's what this process does, this five-step process of faith.
Well, I can't wait to learn more about this five-step process of faith. And I'm going to have you share that with us shortly. I love that you transcended what I would term as that typical life and really found your heart's desires, and that you weren't alone in this process. And, you know, with Authenticity Rising, that's some of the things that we help to teach people too. We're never alone in this. And you listened to that voice. So congratulations and kudos on that. And I can't wait to hear about the five-step process when we come back next after our break. You are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will explore more about this fascinating subject of the five steps in the process from pain into power.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Wouldn't you love to create an abundance of enriching relationships in every area of your life? When gratitude is integrated in your life, it uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, and you attract beauty, harmony, and enriching relationships with grace and ease. Suddenly, you don't have to try and work hard. You become a magnet. Your desires start to manifest easily. Grateful souls want to support you and your purpose. You live your higher destiny. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. My guest today is Mal Duane, who is talking with us about her journey into discovering her inner alpha chick and helping others to do the same. But before we continue into the five steps, the faith process of pain or moving from pain to empowerment or power, we are going to find out a little bit more about how we can reach out to Mal and find her book and some of the upcoming events she might have going on. So, Mal?
Thank you, Sabrina. Well, it's alphachick.com is the website, and that's alphachick.com. There is an events tab that will have all our shows that are coming up. We do anywhere from 8 to 10 shows a month. I do radio interviews, but I post a lot of the teleseminars that we're doing where we're doing trainings, and that will be on the site. We have an exciting one coming up, the Passion Test for Children.
The Passion Test for Children?
Yes, and this came from the bestseller, the New York Times bestseller, The Passion Test. And I'm going to be working with Donna Berger, who is the assistant to Janet Atwood, who wrote the book. And she specializes in teaching children the Passion Test, which helps them start that transformational process early in life. She makes it very inviting and intriguing for them. And that will be on August 8th. It's going to be a terrific teleseminar. Also, the book is on Amazon.com, and it's Alpha Chick, Five Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. It's in paperback and in Kindle. Also on the website, if anybody wants to reach out to me personally, my contact information is there. I love hearing from anyone that has a burning desire or question, wants an answer. On Facebook, we have a private group called Alpha Chick Group. And there's a group of women in there, and we share and support one another. And tomorrow night we'll have an actual private conversation. We get together online, and the access information is in the private group, so you just have to become a member. It's free. I just have to approve, you know, anyone signing in.
So you just put in a request, and you approve that, right, on Facebook?
Yes.
Under Alpha Chick. Okay.
Yes. And we also have the Alpha Chick fan page on Facebook. So we're not hard to find. You Google Alpha Chick on the web, and you will find us very quickly.
Well, this day and age with information, it's always at our fingertips. So it's great. It sounds like you're out there everywhere for people to easily find you and to connect to their Alpha Chick, because that's what you do too, is help people transform from pain to power on these five steps. So they spell faith. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what does faith stand for?
Faith stands for focus, acceptance, intention, thoughts, and once you've healed, you go and you help others.
So you pay it forward.
Yeah, we'll talk about those five steps a little bit more in detail. What this process does is it helps women become the deliberate creators of their own experience. And they start to take control of their lives, getting their lives back, and creating a new pattern of thinking that puts them in control, and they remove the obstacles, the limited beliefs, the addictive behaviors. Those fall away.
And so how do those things start to fall away? They through intention or focus or all of those?
Well, the steps build on one another. So the first one being focus is about going within. All the answers, all the knowledge that we need to live life is within us. It's not outside of us. So if women would start daily practice of getting still, getting quiet, and I call this the spiritual practice, and it's a combination of meditation, journaling, maybe some spiritual reading or prayer. What happens is you start to settle the mind, and all that ego chatter, all that nasty little self-talk starts to dissipate. And what you're going to start to discover is that authentic voice, that divine guidance, that's available to all of us. We're born with it. It's within inside of us.
Well, Mal, I'm getting a little bit of feedback on your line. I'm not sure what's going on. Can you still hear us clearly?
Yes, I was picking up an echo. I don't know what it's from. It wasn't on originally when we started. Is it still there?
It's better now that you're speaking now. So hopefully we'll just stand, you know, make sure that it continues on and we'll just hope for the best. But I love what you're saying about discovering that authentic voice. And, you know, that's one of the things that Christine and I are truly passionate about in teaching and Authenticity Rising. In our workshop, we actually help people to discern those inner voices, what you were talking about. I mean, that inner critic is really quite the inner bully, isn't it?
Oh, it's vicious. I call that, I'm still getting the feedback. All right, I'm going to change something here. Hold on. I had a headset on. I'm going to change it and just talk directly. Is that better?
That is much better, yes.
Great.
Thank you. Because we want to hear all these wonderful things that you have to say. I mean, I love how we are so aligned with this work. You know, we might have to talk about some ways that we can collaborate.
This inner critic that we have, still getting it.
Yeah.
This inner critic is that ego, that false identity. And I call that the mini-me, that nasty mini-me.
the nasty mini-me, huh?
And I actually gave mine a name, Louise. And so when that voice, that criticism starts to raise its ugly head, I go, oh, that's Louise talking.
And so what does Louise represent to you? Why is there a particular reason why you selected Louise? Because I call mine Betty because I think of Bitchy Betty, but just because it rhymes.
I just gave it the name Louise. I don't know why.
Okay.
It just hit me. And so I recognize it right away, and I say, wait, that's not what I'm all about. But if we can go within and start to establish a connection to that voice, that authentic voice within, you're going to start to get the guidance and the direction and the clarity that you need to proceed now to the second step, which is acceptance and attitude. And what that is all about is accepting who you are, your life, just as it is. And we tend to look at our lives and say they're good or bad, or people that have been in our lives, we judge they're good or bad. Rather than judging the experience, just accept it as is. Don't look at it as good or bad, just it happened. I can't rewrite the script. I'm just going to release it.
I like that idea that acceptance is so important, because I think many of us haven't been able to fully accept ourselves, and that judgment that we have for ourselves is so toxic. And when we continue to go in that journey of being inauthentic, we're not expressing who we are. We can't find that true happiness. So acceptance is the key to happiness in a way, isn't it?
Absolutely. It takes the handcuffs off from the past. that,
ooh, I like that,
that bondage of living in the past and living in shame, it releases you from it. And what happens is, once you accept these things, that they happened, not judging them, the attitude that you had about them changes dramatically. They no longer have the weight or the importance in your life that they once had. So it's a very freeing experience to just say, okay, yep, this happened. All right.
It is freeing. I think you're just looking at it as information, and it no longer has that emotional attachment.
Absolutely. Perfect way of saying it, Sabrina.
That's wonderful. And so what's the next? We have the acceptance and the attitude. So your attitude shifts once you go into this acceptance. Yes. What's the next step?
Identification and intention. And what we need to do here is we need to identify what we are doing for self-sabotaging behaviors. And once we identify those behaviors, now we can set an intention. And the reason why I use the word intention is because intention has the soul of the universe behind it. A goal is strictly a wish that you write on paper. So it must be an intention. And I'll give you an example. In my own situation, I was an alcoholic and I was drinking too much. Once I identified that I was drinking every day when I got home from work until I went to bed, I said, my intention is that I am going to buy some healthy food. I set intentions to go to AA. I set intentions to get out and take a walk and do different activities that I normally would have done between 6 and 11. And so I filled a void that I was creating by releasing the bad behaviors with my new intentions.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I can't wait to hear more about how your life started to transform with those powerful intentions that you set. But right now, we are going to go on a break. And this is Sabrina Fritz. You are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. And when we come back, Mal is going to share with us the next steps in the 5-step process of moving from pain to power. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you dream
of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today we have Mal Duane, author of Alpha Chick, here, and she is talking about the five steps and this formula that helped transform her life, and now she dedicates her life to helping other women transform their lives from pain to power. And you were just telling us about some of your powerful intentions that you had set on your journey into filling some time from the negative habits that we tend to create when we're deflecting our emotional pain or numbing our emotional pain. And I'd like to hear more about how those intentions helped you on your journey and the next step into faith.
Well, as I mentioned, once you set those new intentions, they have a lot of power. And you start removing the obstacles, the damaging behaviors that you have created, such as alcohol, which is a temporary Band-Aid for our pain. And it was interesting, I just wanted to share one thing with your listeners, that most women who use alcohol, it isn't because they have a physical need, it's because they have an emotional need. And when we can get to the root of our pain, then that need for alcohol goes away.
It does go away, and that's it. When you start to replace the things in your life that are causing you that pain, you no longer need anything outside of yourself, do you?
No. And all of these steps compound on one another. So you have to do the focus, the acceptance, the intention, and then the fourth step is thoughts. And there's been so much written about the power of our positive thinking. But I emphasize to women, look it. We can only hold one thought at a time. So why wouldn't you make it a good one?
I like that.
Why wouldn't you, think good things about yourself? Because we can't control what other people think about us, but we can certainly control our own domain of thoughts. And it's very important to be conscious of what you're thinking. And I did it with a very funny little kind of NLP, neuroling. Programming thing. I wore an elastic band on my wrist, and when I found myself thinking negative thoughts, I snapped that elastic band.
That got your attention, didn't it?
Got my attention, and I was like, whoop, negative thinking. Okay, not going to do that. And I would immediately switch my thinking. And sometimes I might have to write down some things, some affirmations, and just read them to myself 3, 4, 5 times over and over to plant a new seed in my head, a new thought. It does take a conscious effort. You got to pay attention. But all of these steps, they're not hard to do, Sabrina. It just takes some work, some personal work.
It takes a willingness, doesn't it? And if you have that willingness, you find the time, you find the energy, you find the motivation, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're suffering, why do you want to go through life, the rest of your life, suffering? You weren't put on this earth to suffer. You were put here to live with passion and purpose. So I say to women, commit to do this. Work at it. It's not hard. It is going to change your life so dramatically, and you're going to feel it with each step.
And and you'll feel a little bit more relief, I would assume. With every little step, you find a little bit more relief, and that's more incentive, and it gets even easier and easier at that point.
Absolutely. They build. And that's why the fifth step is healing and helping. You know when you've healed as a woman. You're standing in your power. You're in your light. You're vibrating at a different frequency than you were when you were abusing alcohol or food or sex or gambling or whatever. And now you're feeling good about yourself, and you're feeling empowered, and you know it. You're a success. You're working better. You're drawing worthwhile, loving people into your life. You're having better relationships. It's time to give it away. You have to turn around and you have to go help others. And the reason for this is the law of reciprocity. What you give away, you will get back tenfold. So you have to step out, help other women, help friends, help men, whatever. But you need to help give away some of that power and that knowledge that you have to others to help them in their process of transformation. And it keeps you strong. It just reinforces everything that you've been working on.
Absolutely. And when you give, you receive. And you said that so eloquently. And tell us a little bit about what you have done in 2007 about building the Holly School in West Africa.
Yes. I've been very fortunate since practicing this process. I've built a very successful real estate company from nothing. I've been truly blessed. And so now I'm on that fifth step, which is where I'm sitting on the cover of my book. And now I'm giving back. And so one of the things I did was I built this school, the Holly Catherine School in Mali, West Africa, in memory of my niece, Holly, who was a wonderful, wonderful young woman who died at the age of 32. And she had such an amazing spirit. She was a young lady that had been diagnosed with just some very severe illness, starting with hemophilia as a young woman. That was managed. She was doing well. But she had blood transfusions all through the 70s and 80s. And she was diagnosed in the 80s that she had been given HIV through transfusions. And they managed that for 14 years. And then hepatitis C raised its ugly head. And it was just too much for her system to handle. But through that whole journey, she lived every day the best that she could. She was focused on being the absolute best young woman that she could be. And her whole focus was giving to others and serving others less fortunate.
And so in her memory, you built this school in West Africa, and you educate how many children each year?
A little over 100 children, and it's 50% boys, 50% girls, who would never have the opportunity for education. So it just touches my heart. And opening day, I have a wonderful picture of all the children out in front of the school, and it brings tears to my eyes. It's just so rewarding. And then we have Holly's Gift, which is an educational assistance fund that will help educate women in finding a skill so that they can become employed and financially independent. I'm a very strong believer in education for women so that they can become employed. And when women are able to work and have an income, what happens is, Sabrina, it takes them out of situations where they really don't want to live. It gives them options. It opens up the door for them to a different quality of life.
It provides that independence, that freedom.
Yes. And they become better mothers. They become better employers and employees. And they become better women in relationships when they become self-sufficient and financially independent. And now they're loving themselves and feeling better about themselves if they've been working this process. They become better contributors to the universe. So
That's great. Is Holly's Gift international, or is that within the U.S.?
It's in the U.S., and a portion of the proceeds from the books is what finances the educational assistance. It's, for instance, women that may want to become a virtual assistant, we would fund their training. or someone that's looking, maybe wants to learn how to become a dog walker, or somebody that wants to become a web designer, or somebody that wants to become a Reiki instructor. We're not putting someone through 4 years of college. What we're really, concentrating on is a skill, something that they're passionate about, that they feel they can do, that they're comfortable with, that they're going to make a commitment to, and we will pay for the education.
That is fabulous. And how do people donate to Holly's Gift?
It's been primarily the proceeds from the book, because we are not a recognized nonprofit.
Okay.
If somebody is interested in contributing, please, email me, and I will walk you through that to make a donation.
Wonderful. Or just buy 100 books, right?
Yeah. Just go to Amazon and buy 100 books, and that will do it.
Great. Great. Well, that's wonderful. I love that you're giving back. In fact, yesterday, I own a business with my husband. It's a family business. We own a tattoo studio here in Colorado. And we had a fundraising event yesterday for the Colorado Relief Fund for wildfire victims.
I know who you tattooed.
Yeah, got $50 tattoos, Colorado nope. Designs. We did 49 nope. tattoos. And my daughter and the daughter of our shop manager, Emily, they had a lemonade stand for those who weren't ready to get a tattoo. Mm-hmm. We earned $3,000, though, in one day, and it was just so wonderful. And the community came together. And, people love to give. They do love to help others.
Yeah. Did you?
It brings out the best in us.
Kristen Moeller, I think her name is. She was showing.
Yes, she's my friend.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have to talk more about Kristen when we come back from our break. How's that sound?
I know. I've met Kristen at a couple of book functions, and she showed her new tattoo yesterday on Facebook, and I was like, yay, girl.
Yeah, that was at our studio. Oh, my gosh. See, small world. So, okay. Well, wonderful. We'll talk more about that. I would like for you to stay on the last segment with me, since Christine's not here to be here for us to talk about our Authenticity Rising Dare of the Week. So you and I are going to create that dare. Is that all right, Mel?
Absolutely.
All right. And before we go to break, would you give your contact information, your website, one more time?
Yes. Alpha Chick, and it's C-H-I-C-K. .com, alphachick.com, and the book is on amazon.com, and we're on facebook.com, and we have the private Alpha Chick group if you want to become a member and let it rip and, share what you're going through, because other women do in the group, and we support one another. And then we're just starting a monthly call where I'll be coaching all the women, and it's all free.
Great. Well, thank you. This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're on Authenticity Rising. We'll be right back after a quick break. Stay tuned.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and I'm just so much enjoying this time with Mal Duane, author of Alpha Chick. I am missing my colleague and dear friend, Christine Upchurch, who is texting me during the breaks and giving me lots of inspiration to continue forward, so I'm feeling her love, and I can't wait to be back on the show with you next week, Chris. Now, Mal, I just love how we just found out we had this amazing coincidence. We both know Kristen Muller, and she is the author of Waiting for Jack. She has her own weekly radio show as well. And here she comes into our tattoo studio. Kristen Muller lost her home last March in my community here in Conifer, Colorado, with her husband, David. And I mean, it just devastated them. And she is writing regularly on her website, walkingthroughfire.com. And sharing her experience of finding her authentic self through this journey of losing everything to ashes. I mean, talk about needing to find yourself in a time of desperation. And her and I actually did stand-up comedy together. She was in that workshop I took. And her whole presentation was on, her set was about losing her house. And she found the humor and the sadness. And when she came in yesterday to get tattooed, that was another part of her healing process. So she's definitely going through the healing process. And it's a small world sometimes, isn't it, Mal?
Oh, it sure is. And I saw the picture of her tattoo. You did a good job.
Well, I didn't do that. Trust me. I was one of my artists. I was just there running, you know, I came out from behind the scenes and actually helped with some administrative work and stuff. But no, you don't want me to tattoo. I tell people I can barely draw a stick figure and have it look like a stick figure. So that's not my forte. That's my husband and daughter's areas of expertise. But you and I were discussing our Dare of the Week, the Authenticity Rising into Action Dare of the Week. And I love your idea, Mal, and I'm going to have you share that with our listeners.
Well, we've been talking about discovering our authentic voice. And the first step in the Alpha Chick process is really how you do that, and it's developing a meditation practice. So I thought what a great challenge for your listeners might be if they would create a sacred space in their home, their apartment, wherever they live, or it could be outside, depending on, you know, what feels right for them, but a place where you could go and meditate and start, you know, a meditation practice, a spiritual practice. So you start to quiet the mind down and start to connect with that authentic guidance that you have within. If you send the picture to Sabrina of your sacred space, I will send you a free copy of AlphaCheck. And the first five people that create the sacred space where they'll be doing their meditation practice and starting on that first step of focus, going within, I will send the book to them.
And that is such a generous offer. And, you know, I guess I won't send my picture in. I'll remove myself from that. I love that idea. And having that sacred space is so important. In the summertime, my sacred space is definitely outside on my mountaintop. But in the wintertime, I have to make one at home. And I know the importance of going within and discovering that authentic voice. And I want our listeners, male, female, all alike, to find that sacred space, to find that sacred time to connect to your sacred self. And if you email that picture to info@authenticityrising.com, again, info@authenticityrising.com, Mal is generously offered to send her book to the first five people who do that. So the clock is ticking. Time to get on it.
And I will sign every book personally as well.
Oh, thank you. That's so generous. See, the value just even went up. I love that. And I've had so much fun interacting with you today, Mal, and having this discussion and finding such similarities on our journeys, our personal journeys, and where we've both come out of some pretty treacherous experiences in life, but no worse for the wear, actually more empowered to share that with others. And please take this time to share some parting insight, wisdom, or whatever you would like to share with our listeners at this time.
I want women to understand that they truly have the power to change their lives and get out of any situation that they want to. And that's where the language of from pain to power, that's how we discover it. It's usually we're suffering, we're in a situation we don't want to be in, we're living our lives through our past experience. So by being in that pain, we can tap into that power and transform and live authentically and be the deliberate creators of our own lives and have passion and purpose.
And when we have that passion and purpose, it's like we're ignited and we're shining and others can feel it. And it gives them the desire to find their own inner passion and purpose. It's that ripple effect.
Yes.
Such an amazing world that we live in when we can touch lives. And here, you know, I just love that I've never met you in person and I feel completely connected with you. And to find out we have a mutual friend and that this world is really small at times. And it's so humbling to know that we really are all connected. And Mal, I want to thank you today. Go ahead.
We all came from the same source.
That is so true. We did all come from the same source and we are all part of that same source. And I feel deeply honored to add you into my circle of friends now. So I'll be reaching out to you on Facebook. I'll be liking Alpha Chick page.
Oh,
I'll probably join your group.
Wonderful. And spread the message to all your friends out in Colorado and say hi to Kristen for me. I've been watching what happened. I saw the picture of her with her husband standing in the ashes. I couldn't believe it. They had their big dog, but, you know, he was okay. But,
yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yes, they were home that day. They were able to get out, but with such little warning. And, you know, we lost three people that day on their road, the same road that Kristen and David lived on, because they didn't get the information early enough and get out on time. So it was a very traumatic experience for our community. And Kristen's doing amazing things and healing her own pain so that she can help others do the same. Just what your message is about, what we're all about.
Wonderful.
So they can find you on Facebook. They can find you at alphachick.com. I can't wait to see those pictures of your sacred space. Remember, you want to get your copy of Alpha Chick. So send those in to info@authenticityrising.com. We're also on Facebook, and you can find us at authenticityrising.com to find out more information. We have an upcoming workshop in Woodinville, Washington on September 15th. And I have a book release. I'm a contributing author in the third and final volume of Speaking Your Truth. inspirational stories from courageous women, and that launches on August 28th on Amazon.com. So I look forward to reconnecting with all of you next week when I have Christine here on the show. And again, thank you, Mal. I really appreciate your time today.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, and we'll be here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific time. And we'll see you next week on Authenticity Rising, and I'm bringing Christine whether she likes it or not.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Wouldn't you love to create an abundance of enriching relationships in every area of your life? When gratitude is integrated in your life, it uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, and you attract beauty, harmony, and enriching relationships with grace and ease. Suddenly, you don't have to try and work hard. You become a magnet. Your desires start to manifest easily. Grateful souls want to support you and your purpose. You live your higher destiny. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio infusion of gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.